credit for rebuilding the Army in his commencement address at the U.S. Military Academy. Millions of Americans on the move this weekend. The TSA says it screened more air travelers Friday than any other day this year. There are also memorials throughout the weekend leading up to Memorial Day on Monday. Yesterday also marked 3 years since the Uvalde, Texas school shooting that left 21 dead. There was a vigil and a ceremony, and today marks 5 years since the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis. This is ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. May is Lyme Awareness Month, and we now have the highest number of Lyme disease cases in Wisconsin history. Judith Ruiz Branch has what you should know.
There are 16 confirmed tick species in Wisconsin, but experts are focused on the black-legged tick, or the deer tick, and the transmission of Lyme disease. Experts recommend taking preventative measures when spending time outdoors, like wearing protective clothing and using insect repellent. They add, you should perform tick checks and shower after any outdoor activity. State entomologist Dr. Zia Lee says some ticks, especially the younger ones, may be harder to spot.
Those are usually the ones that we associate with a lot of the cases of Lyme disease or tick-borne diseases, most active in June and July.
The number of Lyme disease cases has tripled over the past 15 years, according to state data. Deer ticks have spread from northwestern Wisconsin to every county in the state over the past 30 years. PJ Leash from the University of Wisconsin-Madison says the increasing prevalence of this species has led to an emerging health threat.
They are still spreading outwards. They seem to be moving into newer areas. In some cases, that can be more like suburban backyards, areas where we haven't seen them historically, and they're still potentially expanding, and we don't know when they are going to stop.
He says if you're bit by a tick in Wisconsin, there's about a 50-50 chance that it's carrying Lyme disease. He emphasizes the risk of Lyme disease transmission increases with the duration of tick attachment, which is why prevention and detection are so important. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The Brewers fall in Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball for the second day in a row, the Brewers losing to the Pirates. The final yesterday, 2-1 in favor of Pittsburgh. Batters like Milwaukee's Sal Frelick, Bryce Turang, making contact, but the Pirates making good defensive plays in the field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Didn't get the big hit again. Didn't get a hit in a big spot. Frelick hits the ball a ton. Turang puts a good swing on that ball. Frazier makes a great play. You know, we've got to do more than that to beat teams that are playing good. And the Pirates have played a little better here in the last 6 or 7 days.
The Brewers now 6.5 games behind the first place Cubs in the NL Central. Cubs losing to the Reds yesterday, 6-4 in Cincinnati. The Crew back home tomorrow, first pitch at 1:10 as they open a 3-game series against the Boston Red Sox. Basketball for the 7th year in a row, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo named first team All-NBA. That puts him in a class with Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any frost to start your Sunday will give way to sunshine, highs in the mid and upper 60s in the afternoon with a light north breeze. More patchy frost will be possible tonight. Lows dropping to the mid 30s on Memorial Day, mostly sunny, upper 60s. Right now it's 31.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices. And with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries, honoring our veterans and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Good morning, everyone. It's the music of the stars. The Memorial Day weekend is it okay to say Happy Memorial Day? I thought about that. Some people say have a meaningful Memorial Day. That sounds a bit cumbersome. I like to say have a contemplative Memorial Day. What do you think? All right, hope you enjoy your weekend. It's important to remember that it is a day of remembrance and reflection, and I think it's okay to have fun on the weekend, despite its meaning. We don't say we should celebrate it in a happy way, but I think the fallen heroes would have wanted that. That's my opinion. The music of the stars. We'll be on the air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're across the world at civicmedia.us. And we're on the air till high noon, Central Standard Time. I'm Lou Regani, your host. Spend your weekend with us right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Gordon Jenkins and Francis Albert Sinatra.
Remember the night you said I'll love you. after I learned to care a lot, you promised that you'd forget me not, but you forgot to remember.
Two fine musicians, Gordon Jenkins, Frank Sinatra. Here's Doris Day, the year 1965. Mort Garson's orchestra.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago, I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. I do, didn't you know? I remember too, a distant bell and stars that fell like rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I shall tell them
Johnny Mercer wrote that with Victor Schertzinger. This is Diana Krall.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago, I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. I do, didn't you know? I remember too. Distant bell and stars that fell like rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then
Diana Krall. Kid from Waukegan, Illinois, said he was bullied in high school. There were two there and decided to get into showbiz, boost his self-worth. His name was Jerry Orbach. And he had the hit song from the Fantastics. It's the music of the stars. Here's Jerry.
Kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and grain was yellow. Try to remember the kind of September when you were a tender and callow fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Try to remember when life was so tender that no one wept except the willow.
Try to remember when life was so tender that dreams were kept beside your pillow. Try to remember when life was so tender that love was an ember about to billow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, although you know the snow will follow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, without a hurt, the heart is hollow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember the fire of September that made us mellow. Deep in December, our hearts should remember and follow. Follow.
Jerry Orbach. It's the music of the star.
It's easy. so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you. I know it's so hard to forget. So I'm a stream to have your hand caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have that lonely
Andre Previn, and that's Dinah Shore, of course. There are some songs that approach perfection. That's one of them. This is Sigmund Romberg. Percy Faith and Earl Wrightson at the microphone on Memorial Day.
Who lies the fate and the will?
popular by Nelson Eddy and Jeanette MacDonald, Sigmund Romberg.
Into evening, we'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever had.
The music of the stars on the air.
I know many years have passed, yet I still can't forget the love we shared. Do you ever regret the day you turned and walked away? One I never could find again. Life went on without you. I willed you from my mind, but still the memory lingers in my heart of how we parted. Say goodbye. Do you every now and then breathe a sigh, shed a tear for me, wishing we were together still in love the way that we used to be? Shed a tear for me. wishing we were together still in love the way that we used to be.
Perry Como. Had a great song, let me tell you, a little surprise. It was written by Richard Matheson. Come on, you know Richard Matheson. Nightmare at 20,000 Feet. House of Usher, The Pit and the Pendulum. Tales of Terror, The Raven for American International. I was surprised when I did a little investigation into that song. It's Perry Como and A Day to Remember. And what a day. You know, this is the only holiday of which there are two. No, that's not true either. It's Memorial Day, the final day of, final Monday of May. And it's also on the 30th of May. Now, here's another thing, and it's amazing. Columbus Day, there are two of those as well. The Music of the Stars. I wanted to tell you that I wanted to welcome all our people aboard from around the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning, WISS Oshkosh and Appleton at 1198.3, and also Green Bay with WGBW. And 1590 AM and 97.9, The Music of the Stars. Stephen Eady.
We met at 9.
We met at 8.
I was on time.
No, you were late.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. We dined with friends.
We dined alone.
A tenor sang.
A baritone.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. That dazzling April. That's right, that's right.
It warms my heart to know that you remember still the way you do.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. How often I've thought of that Friday
Monday
night when we had our last rendezvous. And somehow I foolishly wondered if you might by some chance be thinking of it too. That carriage ride.
You walked me home.
You lost your glove.
Was a comb.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. That brilliant sky.
We had some rain.
Those Russian songs.
From sunny Spain.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. You wore a gown of gold.
I was all in blue.
Am I getting old?
Oh no, not you. How strong you were, how young and gay, a prince of love in every way.
Ah, yes,
I remember it well.
Maurice Chevalier had the hit on that with Hermione Gingold. Guy Lombardo.
His songs were called The Sweetest Sound This Side of Heaven. Guy Lombardo, at one time one of the biggest entertainers in the world, lies largely forgotten to all but his most ardent fans.
Happy New Year, everybody. A very happy New Year, especially from all of us.
He was born Gaetano Lombardo Jr. in London, Ontario in 1902. 20 years later, he moved to the U.S. with a band he'd formed with his brothers. They would become known as the Royal Canadians. From 1929 to 1952, Lombardo produced a record that hit the charts every year, some of them rising to number one. Over his career, he sold an estimated 100 million records, although some claim it was three times that.
Okay, so maybe Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians didn't inspire the screaming that Sinatra or Elvis or the Beatles did, but in their day, they were at the top of the game when it came to dance bands. They were playing all the time. They sold millions of records. And by the way, Canada, they took those red jackets, the Royal Canadians brand, and those maple leafs all around the world.
In the 1950s, rock and roll arrived and took over. Lombardo's last successful record in 1954 could only manage a number 24 on the charts. Lombardo's fame was enhanced by his New Year's Eve broadcasts, enjoyed across North America for nearly 50 years, until his run ended in 1976.
Here's Susan Boyle. The Music of the Stars.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot and old lang syne? For old lang syne, dear, for old lang syne, we'll tell.
Tuesday, June 6th, 1944. The communique from the BBC was electrified. Under command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France. It was what the world had been waiting for, the invasion of Hitler's fortress Europe, Operation Overlord, or what has become known as D-Day. In the sky above them that day, the Air Force struggled against the dense cloud cover. Their bombs did little good against the enemy emplacements. Allied destroyers came in as close to shore as possible to fire upon the concrete bunkers. But the men who would make it to the shore would still be easy targets. One of them was a 20-year-old Army Ranger about to face his baptism of fire on that first wave at Omaha Beach. That private is here tonight to share his personal experiences on that longest day. A recipient of the Silver Star and three Purple Hearts, ladies and gentlemen, the distinguished actor, Mr. Charles Durning.
It's hard to describe what we all went through that day, but those of us who were there will understand. We were frightened all the time. My sergeant said, "Are you scared, son?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And he said, "That's good. It's good to be scared." He said, "We all are." This guy in the boat, he turned to me and he threw up all over me and I got seasick. It was scary. You're not thinking about anything, you're just thinking about, you hope that shell that just went off isn't going to hit this boat. Even the guys who had seen a lot of action before, and this was my first time, they were just as ashen as I was. And I was frightened to death. I was the second man off my barge, and the first and third man got killed. First guy, the ramp went down, the guy fell, and I tried to leap over him, and I stumbled, and we both slipped into the water. We were supposed to be able to walk into shore, but they didn't bring us far enough. And I was in 60 feet of water with a 60-pound pack on. So I let it all go. I was under the water, and you could see the bullets go down past you. But that was, I was afraid, was that I'd come up and meet a bullet coming my way. But I came up, and I didn't have a helmet, a rifle, nothing. When I hit the beach, the guys pulled me in, who were already there. I'd lost everything. But they said, "You'll find plenty of them on the beach, rifles and helmets that belong to nobody." Nobody knew where we were supposed to go. There was nobody in charge. You were on your own. All around me, people were being shot at. I saw bodies all over the place. But you didn't know whether they were alive or dead, because they just were lying there. We got behind this tank to protect ourselves. We were holding our own when they called us over to them. I asked the sergeant, "Do you want me to go first, or would you go first?" He said, "You go first, I'll be right behind you." I heard an explosion and turned around, and his torso was here, and his body was over there. I saw wounded guys dying crawl up to the front of us to act as barricades so they could protect us from getting hit with their own bodies. I saw that. They would come up and just lay there, you know, take the shot. Once we got up to the bluff, you could see for miles. There was this eerie sight of bodies which looked like driftwood floating in the water. The beach was covered with the bodies of American soldiers. And all of these things are like flashbacks for me. I can't recall everything. I forget a lot of the stuff now. But I still wake up once in a while, and it's still there. I can't count how many of my buddies are in the cemetery at Normandy. The heroes are still there. The real heroes.
For all. Farewell. Good. goodbye soon. All the best of luck to you. You've been my only gal. What's more, my best pal. Please don't cry. Smile until the clouds roll by. Don't kiss me, dear, just walk away, or I could never, ever say goodbye, goodbye soon.
Goodbye soon,
my little Sue.
Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Millions of holiday weekend travelers are putting an already stressed air travel system under strain. ABC's Morgan Norwood says that especially applies at Newark Liberty International Airport.
Blamed on an ongoing staffing shortage of air traffic controllers, even after the FAA slashed the number of flights following weeks of disruptions. In Boston, a United plane returning to Logan Airport, a pilot reporting a bird strike. Nationwide, the TSA screening more than 3 million people on Friday alone, marking the busiest travel day of the year so far.
Holiday weekends often known for sales, but tariff uncertainty could be dampening deals. New data shows furniture costs climbed 7 times faster than overall prices last month. Ceremonies planned for today in Minneapolis to mark 5 years since the murder of George Floyd. And Russia and Ukraine completed another day of large prisoner exchanges, even as Russia continued missile and drone strikes that left 12 dead. This is ABC News.